Hello, I'm Eric Corman, Communications Director at League of Education Voters. In our podcast, we interview policymakers, partners, and thought leaders to spotlight education policies, research, and practices so that together we can create a brighter future for every Washington student. This episode highlights the work of the Everett School District, the third in a series of three episodes that focus on equity and dual credit and career technical education, or CTE. Everett Public Schools' mission is to inspire, educate, and prepare each student to achieve high standards, contribute to the community, and thrive in a global society. They will acquire the knowledge, attitudes, and skills to adapt to the emerging needs of a changing world. Kathy Woods is the Director of College and Career Readiness and On-Time Graduation for Everett Public Schools. She has been an educator for 33 years, 10 of those teaching high school Spanish, English, and journalism. For the last 23 years, she has been a school administrator, both at the middle and high school levels. For the last 12 years, she was principal at Cascade High School in the Everett School District. During that time, the free and reduced lunch rate rose from 27 to 53%, and the percentage of students of color increased from 29 to 53%. Four-year graduation rates during that time increased from the low 80s to over 95%. Congrats on that, by the way. In the role that she now serves Everett Public Schools, she oversees the AP and pre-AP programs, including ongoing efforts to increase access and success for students of color and low-income students, the Advancement via Individual Determination, or AVID program, the Open Doors Re-Engagement program, and all efforts to track student progress toward graduation, including credit recovery options. Becky Ballback is the Director of Student Support Services for Everett Public Schools. During her 29 years in the district, she has been a high school counselor, middle school assistant principal, and a district administrator. During her tenure, she has served as president of the Washington School Counselor Association, a delegate to the advisory board of the National Office of School Counselor Advocacy, or NOSCA, and currently serves on the Naviance Advisory Board. Becky has led her district's school counselor team to endorse and institutionalize school counseling practice that advocates for equitable educational access and rigorous academic preparation necessary for career, college, and life readiness for all students. In her current role, she leads the district's school counseling program and the implementation of college, career, and social-emotional curriculum in grades K through 12. In addition, she oversees school nurses, family support advocates, Section 504, and the district's highly capable program. Kathy and Becky continue to implement efforts to close participation gaps in dual credit and CTE programming at Everett Public Schools. Kathy and Becky, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us here today.
You're very welcome. How does Everett Schools ensure that every student has a robust high school and beyond plan? Becky?
Well, we have a belief in this district that each student deserves to leave our district prepared for college, career, and life, and we put an emphasis on each. Okay. We have many avenues that we use to reach each student, recognizing that every student brings an individual story, and within that story are different circumstances that have brought them to us, and it is our job to help them identify their needs and support them in whatever it takes to help them to achieve their educational dreams and aspirations for life.
Specifically with the high school and beyond plan, we have in grades 6 through 12, we have a scope and sequence that for much of that time, the counselors partner with teachers and others, and they do lessons several times a year going into the classroom, partnering with the teachers to ensure that students are doing their planning. So they do career interest inventories, they do goal setting, and in middle school they do those things as well as project out what they might take in high school. We then do some pretty intense transition planning between middle school and high school, where each one of our students in eighth grade meets with a high school staff member, a middle school staff member, the student, and whenever possible, the parent, and they plan that student's four-year plan before they ever come to high school. And that's based on that career inventory, interest inventory, and the student's dreams and desires. And then all through high school, they continue to revisit that plan and change it as they go, because their interests change as they grow. We try to make sure that every student has opportunities to set foot on a college campus, mm-hmm. to go see what some careers are, to see where they might want to go in the future so they can picture themselves in that future. And then their senior year, for most students, some take it their junior year, but most take a college and career readiness seminar where they finalize those plans and make sure that they're truly ready. All of that is housed electronically, and we use a tool called Navient, and Becky serves on that advisory board nationwide. But that tool is really robust, and we can build their plan in there that they revisit every year, and we can pull reports so that if we need to find out who's interested in a career in manufacturing, for example, counselors, success coordinators, career counselors can pull that information and provide information to those students. Or perhaps we have a group of students, I don't know what I want to do after school's out, and so we can pull those students and provide them with career fairs or an activity like Trade Up, where we had members of the trades come into our school. So lots of ways we can do it, and then we continue to track those students through Navient after they graduate so we can see what the outcomes are as well.
That's really fascinating. And the fact that you engage students starting in sixth grade and then really get to business in seventh grade, that's unusual. Are there other districts that you know of that are starting that early? Becky?
I think there are some districts across the state and definitely across the country that do begin engaging their students in college and career development and aspirational preparation at an early age.
And now with the new state law, all school districts will be required to begin that planning in middle school.
Yeah, which is fantastic. How do you make sure that students don't fall through the cracks? Because it sounds like the Navient system is really robust.
So the Navient system allows us, honestly, to monitor and to know which of our students have not completed some of the tasks and some of the features in the Navient system. But Navient really is the platform for completing and having a robust high school and beyond plan. That's really what this work is about, is the high school and beyond plan, to help students have a real living dynamic plan that is going to assist them as they go through all the developmental stages at every grade level so that they can really form their career goals and try on different opportunities as well as prepare academically for accessing those opportunities when they leave us. Of course, we highly recommend that students engage in some kind of post-secondary education or training. College can include career opportunities, work-based opportunities, apprenticeships, trades, and we encourage and support all students who want to make the choice to go to two-year, four-year college or university to maximize their opportunities. Kathy talked about the reports that we can access through Navient that shows us, gives us a report on which students have completed the task, which students have not, and then we follow up with them, our staff, our counselors, our career specialist, and other support professionals in our schools assist our students to make sure they're maximizing their opportunities there.
We have a wonderful person that works directly with Becky who pulls reports every week and sends it out to school administrators, counselors, success coordinators, career specialists, so they know exactly where they are. And for example, our students that are seniors having completed the FAFSA, or the seventh graders who completed their career interest inventory, so that we can follow up with the ones who haven't yet, and we know where students are in that process. I think the other way that our district has made sure that students don't fall through the cracks is through the support of our voters and supporting a bond. Mm-hmm. We have one-to-one technology, so each one of our secondary students will have a computer of their own so that they can do those tasks when it's housed electronically. They can take it home. They can share it with their parents. They can do it on their time as well as when the counselors are partnering with their teachers in their classroom.
So you talk about pathways, and I'm curious about what you're doing for dual credit, because being able to earn post-secondary credit while you're still in high school is a huge step for students who are involved in that. What sorts of dual credit opportunities do you offer here in Everett Public Schools?
So as in many other districts, I'm certain, our district offers opportunities for students to take college in the high school courses, mm-hmm. Running Start courses through Running Start that is at the community colleges, also AP courses, And those are areas that Kathy and I both share oversight on in to help our students access those courses, because part of our strategic plan in our district is that we want all students to partake of rigorous course offerings. And one of our strategic priorities is for our students to leave us with some college credit before they leave us.
So we have at least 28 different AP courses that are available to our students.
Wow.
And while any given year there might be one or two of those that aren't offered in every school, but always there are 24, 25 different AP classes available at each of our comprehensive high schools. And then we also have something over 30 college and the high school courses available. Mm-hmm. And then we have CTE dual credit courses that used to be called Tech Prep.
Yep.
But we have many of those courses available as well, and partner with our local community colleges to make sure that our students are earning those college credits.
That's great. And as you've been increasing the number of opportunities, different kinds of opportunities for students, have you seen corresponding completion rates in post-secondary programming? I don't know if you track how Everett students are doing beyond high school, but I would guess that you'd probably see an impact there.
Yes, in the last 5 to 7 years, our number of students who have enrolled in a college in the high school credit course, just as an example, has increased by like 75%.
Wow.
Kathy can probably speak to some of the trends and statistics with advanced placement. Yes, we're seeing an increase in all of our college-level coursework that our students are taking.
That's great. And have you been seeing a corresponding completion rate in post-secondary programs, too? Once they get into college or two-year or apprenticeship programs, are the completion rates going up as a result of the dual credit offerings that you have?
That's a great question, and it's a little bit difficult to track because, of course, that's lagging, right? So
yes.
The students that we have the most recent data on graduated in 2016, mm-hmm. because we would have had some time to gather that data. But 2016 was the first year that our seniors had Navient for at least 2 years, mm-hmm. and our four-year college-going rate went from 34% to 39% over that course of that 1 year. I'm anxious to see. We don't yet have the data from the class of 2017, 2018, but I'm anxious to see that data and expect that it will continue along those trend lines. So before we started this process, we were at about the state average for students pursuing four-year education. Since that time, we have gone above the state average in students accessing four-year college and two-year college, and below the state average in those who are not pursuing one of those degrees.
In terms of access, have you been doing anything specifically to address student populations who typically have not been able to access post-secondary programming?
Absolutely. That has been a focus of our work. Opening up access, removing barriers so that all students can access those opportunities. Among those, we applied for and were recently selected for the Washington Student Achievement Council's College in the High School Scholarship Pilot Program. Every student who is free and reduced lunch eligible that is sitting in one of those courses that is taught as a college in the high school course will now have the opportunity to enroll with the college for credit, and it will be fully funded for them. There's no limit to the number of courses that will be paid for them. This is a huge win, honestly, for our students who are enrolled in those opportunities. That's just one example. We've done lots of different things to entice and encourage our students to enroll for college credit in various courses that they're enrolled in. For example, at our high schools, I've gone many times to Cascade while Kathy was a principal there, where they held an AP and college in the high school roadshow, if you will. Mm-hmm. And all of the students could come and talk to the different departments and ask questions about what the course entails and reduces some of the mystery and fear around enrolling in a higher level course. That's an example. Every fall, in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, and we do this annually, we hold high school and beyond events at each of our comprehensive high schools, and we invite all of our feeder elementary and middle schools to come to their feeder high school where we feed them pizza and host a college and career fair where we have schools from in-state and out-of-state, along with businesses and agencies, in addition to having a keynote speaker and workshops around college and career readiness and preparation, and trying to, at a very young age, providing opportunity and, again, aspiration. And the fact that college and other post-secondary opportunities can be a reality for each and every one of our students.
A couple of the things we do specifically around students of color and low-income students is our Advancement via Individual Determination, or AVID program, mm-hmm. which really focuses in grades 7 through 12 on those students in the middle who desire to go to college, who for one reason or another may be less likely to go to college without some intervention. Either they're first generation, they're students of color, they're low income, or they have some other circumstance. Maybe they moved around a lot and they haven't had stable housing. There may be a number of reasons. So we work with them, and that's really a college readiness program yeah. that has a great deal of success, not only in our district, but as you know, nationwide. The other thing that we've done in AP is we have worked with a partner called Equal Opportunity Schools, mm-hmm. and they have worked with us to specifically look at who is signing up for our AP courses, look at the demographics of those students, and find who are the students in other demographic groups that may not be signing up, so that we can very specifically, individually, have conversations with them about what are your passions, what are your aspirations, where do you want to go, what are your interests, mm-hmm. what are your strengths, so that we can guide them. You don't need to take five AP courses, but what about this one AP class? Mm-hmm. So we can really engage them. And we have effectively closed those access gaps to AP courses and now continuing the work to make sure that students are having equal amount of success in both earning credit in the course and doing well on the AP exams. So it's another way that we use data to get at the individual people.
Congrats on that. Let's talk about career technical education, because I'm wondering what kinds of pathways in CTE does Everett School offer? I'm sure that there are quite a few pathways that Everett Schools offer.
So we have a great number of career and technical courses. Some of those are sequenced courses that are really robust in doing that. Our district is working right now on developing very specific career pathways in CTE, and currently have advanced manufacturing and aerospace at Cascade High School, mm-hmm. where they use the Core Plus curriculum. That prepares students. They can go right to work for Boeing, for Fluke, or for any number of organizations around here, or head towards a technical college and get a one-year or two-year certificate, or a community college and do the advanced manufacturing program at Everett Community College, or go into engineering. And right here, WSU branch campus has an engineering. So they can stay right here close to home and have many, many pathways into that manufacturing field through taking this pathway through this introduction. We also have an education pathway mm-hmm. at all three of our high schools, and we're starting a health sciences pathway at Everett High School. Mm. And we have courses that lead into that are introductory courses at all our high schools, anatomy and physiology, sports medicine, other kinds of courses. And then at Everett High School, for example, there's a medical terminology course, and they're building out some other courses and looking towards a certificate. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at business and professional services, information and communication technology, and energy and sustainability as future robust pathways, in the sense that these pathways are, in addition to our vast number of CTE courses across the board.
When it comes to CTE, the one concern that I've heard from communities, especially communities that are not necessarily as included in the educational system as others, they're concerned about tracking. And I'm wondering, how does Everett Schools avoid tracking when it comes to CTE pathways in particular?
As you can probably tell, that is always a focus of ours, really looking at making sure that we view everything through the lens of equity. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, I can give you a specific example with the aerospace and advanced manufacturing. When we're starting that program, we reached out specifically to young women and brought in women engineers mm-hmm. to talk to them about what this could be. Mm-hmm. It's really, if you look at that class, there's still more boys in it than girls. We're still working on that.
Yep.
If you look at the makeup of that class, there are students in there that have struggled with Algebra 1, mm-hmm. and there are students in there who have completed calculus. Wow. And they're working together to design and learn about manufacturing. So we work really hard at it. We've also done that in the education pathway, where very specifically we had a grant 2 years ago and went into last year to recruit students into that program who are bilingual. Mm. So looking to diversify those in the field and also to make sure that all of our students and each one of our students knows that this is a pathway for them.
Now, what can other districts do to achieve the kinds of successes and diversity of programming that you have here in Everett? Do you have any revenue streams, for example, that are unique to Everett, or is the kinds of programming that you have here something that any district can do in Washington State?
I would say in some ways we're a resource-rich district. Mm-hmm. For example, I talked about the bond passing several years ago so that we have one-to-one technology. Mm-hmm. Not every district can do that, mm-hmm. and there are some inequities in the way our school systems are funded.
Yes.
So a small rural district in central Washington might not be able to do that, nor can they necessarily have the diversity of courses that we have. So I think there's a lot of things that the state of Washington can do around funding equity, around technology, around distance learning, to make sure that there's equitable access for all students. But I do think that there are some things like making sure that you're keeping track of data, that you view things through an equity lens at all times, and that instead of thinking about all students, we think about each student, and we disaggregate the data and get down to each individual student every time.
Of all the work that's being done in the Everett School District around dual credit and career technical education and the high school and beyond plan, what are you most proud of? Becky, I'll start with you.
That's a hard one. I was sitting here thinking about the really strong partnership that we have with specifically and particularly Everett Community College. We formed a partnership, a collaboration, if you will, probably over a decade ago to address this issue. Honestly, it started with our on-time graduation rates. And as we got a handle on that, we shifted and said, well, we don't want to just get kids across the stage. We want to help them successfully transition to the next part of their education and training. And we formed this college and career readiness partnership. And we meet 3 or 4 times a year with them. And we've tackled lots of different issues like the enrollment in remediation courses and aligned our courses with their entrance exams and our curriculum with theirs in a way that our students could successfully enroll in college-level courses when they got there. That's just one example. We've partnered the way that we have addressed our students enrolling in dual-credit courses through the community college, looked at ways that we can work together to remove barriers for students. I was also thinking about our partnership with the Everett Rotary that wrote a next generation grant for AVID students. And again, they were a funding stream. Mm-hmm. The grant that they got helped to fund and continues to help fund college scholarships for our AVID students. That is something that has happened in the last decade with our focus on this work. So I'm really proud of that.
That's great. And Kathy, what are you most proud of?
Like Becky, I'm really proud of the work that we've done to increase our graduation rates. One of the things is that we have over a 90% graduation rate for each of the subgroups of students. So it's not a 95% rate for some students and a 70% rate for others, but it's over 90% in all of our subgroups. But we're not satisfied with that. We're not satisfied with just getting them across the stage. It really is about preparing them for the next stage in their life. I was at a meeting this morning, running a meeting this morning of our on-time graduation committee. It included principals and counselors and success coordinators and all kinds of people who were coming together about showing examples of what about this student who's been struggling, and we had some scenarios where people are not willing to give up on kids. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I'm most proud about, is that no matter who the student is or what their circumstances are, we see them as coming to us with strengths And we want to build on those strengths and make sure that we're preparing them for the future. And people here just don't give up on kids.
Kathy Woods is the Director of College and Career Readiness and On-Time Graduation for Everett Public Schools. And Becky Ballback is the Director of Student Support Services. Becky, Kathy, thank you so much for letting me drop by.
Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us. It was really a pleasure to be able to share what our district is doing and collaborate with other districts as well.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate your work in making sure that the word is out about the good work that Everett Public Schools is doing and other schools as well. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. To learn more about League of Education Voters or to support our work, please visit educationvoters.org.